at BFM. We're joined by Emma Gleason.
Morena.
Fashion Writer of the Year.
Oh, yeah. What an award, guys.
What?
Crazy.
What
so deserved. Thanks, guys. It's, yeah, it's buzzy.
Was it amazing? Were you like, you weren't expecting it, were you?
No, I felt like I was having a seizure and I didn't have a speech, so it's really kind of unprofessional of me to be a writer and not write anything to say thank you, but it's all right.
You had to write in your brain real quick.
Yeah, real fast.
A good exercise.
Yes.
You've had a busy week so far.
It's been hectic. It's day three today, and yeah, this is the first fashion week in 2 years. Last year was a hiatus.
Oh, right.
So everyone's kind of really making up for lost time, and it's a jam-packed schedule, and you feel like a bit of a dick complaining about it because it's all very nice to go to beautiful runway shows and see amazing clothes and cool people. Speaking of, what are you queued up, Millie?
A classic for us.
Just a classic.
The old classic.
Relax from Zoolander. Oh,
legendary
fandom at it. So it's a crazy week. Like, you are run off your feet.
Yeah, especially if you're media covering it, you're sort of at the show. After the show, you're taking notes through the show. After the show, you go and kind of formulate those a bit. You've also got to interview people before and afterwards. You've got to, because it's 2025, you've got to capture content. So get photos and videos and vox pops and then, yeah, just kind of try to have an actual articulate opinion on what you've just seen. So it's pretty flat out. And, I mean, it's flat out for everyone. Models go into, as you know, go into hair and makeup hours before a show.
Mm-hmm. Just like all of our BFM models today. They're in hair and makeup at the moment.
They've got those little black capes on. They're getting primped and zhuzhed. They're going to be absolutely gorgeous. And I think they've been practicing their runway walks, I heard.
Yeah.
Down the hallway at BFM.
They have. The BFM fashion parade is nearly among us.
Do you think we're going to see some blue steels or magnums?
I think maybe potentially both at this stage.
We'll have to guess if it's a blue steel or a magnum.
I'm interested to see what outfits they wear, whether it's sort of throwback stuff or something really bold and inventive and new, or just, you know, real BFM style. Maybe some merch will be ripped on the runway.
Oh, that
product placement, you know?
That would be real.
Yeah.
You made some predictions for New Zealand Fashion Week.
Oh,
and I loved them. I found some of them were so funny.
Yeah.
Vapes on like carabiners.
Yep, I've seen some smoking outside off-site shows, so I was right about that one.
It is fashion.
It is fashion. I've seen coats over shoulders. I've seen a lot of ballet flats. I'm going to have to go through my list and tick them all off with like a game of bingo.
Yeah, but, it's bingo time.
Yeah, but I think the best thing is that everyone's just been like not dicks.
And that's great because, you know, I feel like in the early 2000s there was a real culture in like fashion that was like that real like Anna Wintour,
yes,
to say the least.
People kind of playing a character and it was a bit scary. And I think, you know, also if you're at a stressful event, you're going to be maybe nervous, so maybe you come across like a dick, but you're not actually a dick. So yeah, no dicks this year. Everyone's been very nice.
Love it.
We've got a model lineup. I can see them and waiting in the wings, aka the studio room door.
Are they all right, Molly? Do you want to come in and explain your outfit to the judge?
Best walk, Molly.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
give us your best walk.
There was a turn.
There's a football?
It's athleisure.
Just kidding, that's a bad idea.
Okay, talk us through the fit, Molly.
This is just business casual.
Oh, what's your business?
Just not like business casual.
I'm kind of emulating a teacher of photography at a community college.
It's giving very sort of early
2007.
Specifically,
photography teacher at Hagley Community College, 2007.
That is a deep cut reference.
Yeah.
Respect.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really like your accessorizing. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, so I'm wearing some shades that have a slight prescription lens in them.
Yeah.
Found at an op shop.
Yeah.
My friend made this hat. It's indescribable.
I can describe it as plaid with a kind of fleecy lining that's turned up at the front and clipped up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, they airbrushed the plaid on.
Do they have a brand?
Yes.
Shout out.
Yes.
What is it?
Izzy Spencer Owen, ISO on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's based over in Nam now, but she makes crazy clothes.
Sick. We love a fun hat.
Yeah.
And you've got a good belt and good bag.
Yeah. I got a JJ's jacket on.
Sick.
Oh, yes, JJ's.
I got
JJ's.
A Crumpler bag from the dump. And then I got...
Oh, Roxy jeans written across
Roxy.
The...
Yeah, I got Roxy jorts on. And I've got globes. A size too big.
Mean.
Yeah.
You look like the coolest person at my high school in 2002.
Yeah, I look not like nice, I think. That's like, I don't look like nice. Like, I look kind of rude.
You look hot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are referencing like indie sleaze at the moment, but they're referencing like New York Electro Clash.
Yeah.
And you need to look a bit closer to home.
You need to look at like Myers Park in DC.
Yeah, you need to look. Yeah. I mean, there's references here.
Galore.
Like, it's kind of like Bogan sleaze.
Yeah.
Is what we should be going for over indie sleaze. That's just my opinion.
I need to write a trend piece about this. Bogan sleaze.
Because, I mean, yeah. Everyone's wearing ties now.
Yeah, I've got one on right now.
Yeah, I mean,
often seen in the BFM studio as well.
Yep, tiny ties. And I'm like, you could do it different, you know? Yeah. You could do a really, really thin scarf.
Ooh.
That's extremely long.
Oh, Molly's got really good fashion tips.
That's my tip. Anyway.
Hot.
Thank you, Molly.
All
right.
Sorry for kicking a ball. Oh, yeah, my other accessory is a football.
Because
I play football. We won last night.
Congratulations on the
winning
game.
Okay, who's next? Oh, Ellie Surf coming through.
Down the runway, down the runway.
Notably not wearing a wetsuit. Oh, great posing at the end.
Not a wetsuit.
I predicted a wetsuit.
So I'm like referencing myself.
The best reference.
It's like I'm about to go out and I'm like, what do I wear? Oh, you know what you're going to wear? You're going to wear a singlet and jeans again. Because it's hard to beat.
But you're not just wearing a singlet and jeans, Molly.
I am also wearing my chainmail that I made.
Did you make that?
I made that.
What, like every single link?
Mm-hmm.
How many years did that take you?
Not many years. Probably a few months.
It looks incredible.
It's amazing.
I'm just wearing it. It's actually, I made it as a top, but I'm just wearing it as a little belt today. Because I actually think it's, you know, that's kind of like, people are doing that right now.
It's a quick way to zhuzh.
It's a zhuzh, yeah.
Like, just hang a bit of chainmail on it. When in doubt,
chainmail it, yeah.
If war kicks off, you're ready.
Exactly.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 DIY.
10 out of 10 for DIY, yep. Love it. Thank you so much, Ellie.
That's
you look stunning. Wasn't the wetsuit I was expecting.
Oh, we've got it. We've got a hat.
Who's next down our runway? Oh, and a great walk. Steez.
Oh,
thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome, Liv.
Morena.
Welcome.
Morena.
I'm noticing a trend here. Trend alert.
What are you noticing, Millie?
Funky hats.
Funky hats. This is very funky. Can you talk? Do you want me to describe it or do you want to talk it through?
I think you should describe it, Emma.
So, it's like a... organic balaclava. There's little ears sticking up the top. It's got a little drawstring at the neck. It's got a kind of scuba-esque opening at the front. It's kind of like deep sea Shrek. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is every morning I wake up, I think, how can I embody Shrek the most?
I mean, legend.
And this was it. This was it, guys. Shrek is my constant fashion inspiration. I think we should look to him more and the whole Shrek fun.
I agree. And his whole ideology, you know?
Yeah.
Just, like, beautiful.
Living in the swamp, away from the urban centres.
Yeah. So where did this hat come from?
My flatmate gave me this as soon as I walked out the door. I had put no thought into this whatsoever. But this is a beanie or a balaclava that their friend Lotto made for my flatmate Vaughn.
We're going to have to put these designers in the show notes, aren't we?
Yeah.
These designers are up and coming and I reckon off to massive heights, in my opinion.
I also really like your jacket. Where's that from?
Thank you. This whole outfit is thrifted. So yes, this is from Rusaka Boutique in Te Whanganui a Tara.
Yes.
And then there's a jacket underneath it.
Oh, can you take your jacket off and do a twirl and show us the layers? Do we have time for this, Millie?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, get that jacket off. The neck's quite cool. It's a great neckline.
Yeah.
Double collar.
Not good for the radio listeners.
Double collar. So there's a collar on top of a collar here, people. Yep. Things are getting massive.
Rosetta's getting video and photos. So
yeah, don't worry. This will all be on Instagram.
Oh
my gosh.
So it's like a triple denim moment. All kind of grey.
Yeah.
Again, quite noughties style.
Yeah. I love noughties denim style. This is from an op shop in my hometown of Timaru. Shout out Timaru. And these pants are from, I think, from Crushers. Shout out Crushers.
We love Crushers. Yeah. We love Crushers vintage. Around. It's the best way to get anything.
And then, did you guys see the shoes?
No, check your leg up. Holy, what is that?
These are Merrells. They're actually water shoes, but...
Those are some swamp stompers.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't play by the rules. I don't play by the rules, guys.
Well,
wear them out on the streets.
Anyway. Thank you, Liv, for your inspired,
gorgeous,
Freak type outfit. who's next down the runway? Do we have another fashion?
Come on, Caitlin.
Oh, come on, Caitlin. What is happening here?
Okay.
Oh my gosh,
everyone is so tall in here. I'm gonna have to lower this to a great extent. Hello. Thanks for having me. Today I really tried and then I gave up.
We love that.
Okay.
So what I think is going on in the office today, and I've kind of realized, is this is just what everyone wears. So today I've gone with a staple Caitlin outfit. I didn't do my hair because I couldn't be bothered.
Yep.
I've got ballet flats with a little bit there.
Trend alert.
Yeah.
White socks, you know. Kind of giving like, I feel like a bit of a tap dancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've got the barrel jeans. I quite like the fit of a barrel jean.
They're a really good silhouette.
Yeah. I've got a nice little like... Long sleeve.
Is that cashmere?
Is it all merino? What are you wearing?
I actually don't know. I have no idea.
It's warm.
But it's a little bit sheer, which is nice.
Yes. A little bit naughty, but not naughty enough to have HR called.
Yes.
Just like BFME a little bit. Yeah. That's all I've got.
You look great. And I mean, the best style is when it's true to you know?
Yeah.
And if that just means picking up what's on the floor like I usually do, that's it.
So be it.
Yeah.
So be it. Just grab something off the hanger and
it's authentic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is just a different variation of what I wear every single day in winter.
And that's personal style.
That's okay.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for having me.
Stay true to yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Who is next on the runway? Next.
I'm sorry.
I'm bringing back the mean energy. Tom. Okay.
Oh.
Tom Fremuin's here. This is stunning. Okay.
Good morning.
Is this a Canadian tux or are those fabric pants?
This is indeed a Canadian tux.
Oh, it's a black Canadian tux, taking it to a sophisticated level.
You look very sharp, Tom.
Thank you.
This is literally
my worst nightmare. Thank you. I had a stress dream that I forgot my pants. So I've already reenacted how this could go.
Well, you've got them on, so
and
that's
it's
really
going
good.
Better than you ever dreamed. Loving the tie. Can you take us through the detail?
This is a Italian silk tie I got from a handmade tie maker on the main island in Venice.
Okay, stop it. Flex.
Have you
been to Italy much?
Yeah. This is an Italian shirt as well, but the little decoration on the tie is the Lion of Venice.
Oh my gosh.
I just assume it brings you luck, so we've
You look like
that.
You're going to go have a Negroni in the Piazza.
You do.
And you got really nice sunglasses.
Thank you. These are from the chemist downstairs. I left my prescription glasses at home, so this is why I'm wearing my outdoor shades.
So you can see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these...
They look fabulous.
Thank you. For a pair
of chemist old shirts, pretty good.
I can't recommend going to the chemist and trying on every pair of glasses enough, because with expensive sunnies, you break them and lose them, but with cheap sunnies, they last... forever.
I recommend Massave on K Road for banging glasses.
Yes. And I can confirm that.
Okay.
I've been there for a pair.
Do we want to give Tom best tie and sunglass combo?
I think so. I think the award is out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's all
Thank
yours.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Keep your pants on.
Okay. Who is next? Oh, we have a really gorgeous looking Natalia coming through the door.
Strut, strut, strut. Whoa. Hello.
Is the business casual in the room with us right now? You look amazing.
Ellie just called me the office siren, which I was really thrilled about.
You're the Giselle in our Devil Wears Prada.
Stop, that's actually the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You look stunning. So you're wearing a crop singlet situation over a work shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
Love this.
Velvet pants.
Oh, stop it.
Because it's texture.
Warmth, yeah. Comfort, texture, yeah. And
glamour.
Look. Yes.
Glamour. Most importantly. Mm.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Little scarf on the back.
Yeah. Scarf on the back.
Yeah, very elegant.
The girlies are doing that.
And, you
now.
Know, it trails after you when you're running for the bus in a really elegant way.
Very Carrie Bradshaw,
yes.
I feel.
Yes. But also AT Hop Card.
There, yeah.
80 Hop Card, Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Call me up.
It's a new genre.
And you've got really nice glasses on as well.
Thank you.
Are those prescription?
Yeah, yeah. Mixing metals as well.
Yeah.
Gold or silver.
Yeah.
I'm because not choosing.
People keep giving you different jewelry for your birthday.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah. They don't know me.
And none of us can afford all gold. So we do what we can. Yeah.
And none of it's real.
No, that's the best kind.
Yeah.
You look beautiful. And I love, is that a little, what's on your necklace?
Oh, it's a St. Christopher. Oh,
patron saint of travelers.
Travel. Yeah. Because I need it. I need
she's
that.
She's a girl on the go.
Yeah,
I need
she's
to
a girl
watch
on the
over.
Go.
Me on the bus?
Yeah. Oh. Need your St. Christopher, need your little scarf,
yeah.
Good to go. Well, you're
get me
very
a seat.
Beautiful, our office siren.
Thank you.
Stunning, Natalia. Give it up for Natalia. Best office siren. Is there anyone else?
Who's
out
lurking
the
out there?
Joel.
I see some Sherling coming through the door.
That coat looks like what dreams are made of.
Yeah, this is from an op shop. It was like $25.
Amazing. It
steel?
Looks...
Okay.
No, honestly, I'm going to awkwardly bend down because the mic is slightly in a place where I'm like, ooh. But this is from an op shop in Cambridge in the Waikato.
Represent. Yes. And it looks like real Sherling, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. Funny story. It was going to be brought like the day before by this tourist who was going to go back home, but he couldn't fit in his luggage. So, lucky for me.
That's the universe.
It is the universe telling me that this is, you know.
What do you do? So you've got a sort of like upstate New York kind of love story look going on. Like very cozy.
Mm.
You look like you're going to take me out for hot chocolate.
We can go for hot chocolate.
We could
this.
Do that.
That'd be really nice, actually.
What else are you wearing? Talk us
so I've got these really cool striped pants that I also got from an op shop.
Nice.
And then some Doc Marten loafers.
Lovely.
And then this turtleneck, this white turtleneck, is just from Helen Steins and it's been in my closet for like 5-6 years. But it's just... It's a staple.
Yep.
It's a staple. It works
staple.
With a lot of things.
Very elegant.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you look very cozy and gorgeous.
I'm actually really hot right now. Like, I'm
too hot?
Sweating up a storm. It's a little bit... the weather's getting really, like, a bit warmer, like, more spring-like, and this is definitely not the jacket for that.
Good for the mornings, but you need to take
Great
it off.
Great for the mornings, yes.
Baking
yes.
in the name of fashion.
I think coziest look today.
You really?
Coziest look?
Yeah, coziest look.
Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much.
Joel.
Thank you very much.
Now go take your jacket off.
Oh, I will. I'm going to be sweating up everywhere. Ah!
Yeah. Okay, sweat on the walls. And I think finally, last but not least, we should go through your outfit.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
we've got a few more
models. Oh, is there more models?
Come
oh,
on,
my
guys.
Gosh.
Come on, guys.
Sorry.
Run out in the hallway.
Oh, no.
Sunglasses are coming on, going through the door.
Beautiful.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Oh, stunning.
Oh, you look tight.
Thank you.
What's going on
it.
Here?
All right, so first up, we got the Docs. Shout out to Pat Menzies.
Oh, shit, we love Pat Menzies. Shout out Beverly.
I got some jeans that I stole from my dad back when he had a bit more weight on him, so they look baggy.
Beautiful.
Both shirts from Salvation Army.
You got a striped shirt laid underneath a black t-shirt. Very cool.
Yeah. Palestine necklace from Preserved Identity.
Shout out
to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sunglasses I found on the ground at Laneway.
Stolen look. Love it.
It's amazing. I reckon this is best jewelry.
Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah, because we've got earrings, we've got septum, we've got, bracelet, obviously a beautiful necklace. I think this is, top jewellery look.
There's even a wallet chain.
Oh, there's a wallet chain. Jingle, jangle.
Wallet chain.
Oh, yeah, nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Best jewellery.
Yeah. Applause.
Right, cool. To you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
on out of here.
Any more models?
Last call for models. Last call.
Okay. Last call. Okay. Anika's walked up the Waz.
Up the bloody Waz.
Obviously.
Oh my gosh.
So I was really going for like 12-year-old private school boy today.
It's a, I do that a lot.
And you've nailed it.
And it's, and I found this ball in the hall. That was very exciting.
Yeah. You look like you've got a trust fund.
It's called manifesting.
Yes.
I look like I have white privilege in a trust fund.
Oh my god, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I've waited my whole life for this moment.
So we've got a warrior scarf, we've got a little V-neck knit.
We've got my little vest, we've got my shirt under my vest.
Yeah, oh, she's taking the blazer off.
I mean, I wasn't gonna wear it, but then it had just come out of the dryer and was really warm.
And it smells really nice, so you've got to put it on, yeah. And what's on your hat? You've got a really cute cap on.
It says Melbourne, and it has a picture of a boat, and I bought it for $2 because I needed a hat.
Yeah, beautiful, and you got shorts on, it's very brave
today.
And I've got
shorts on, but I think you're missing...
Boots.
The pièce de résistance.
Chuck a leg up. Stop it.
Hunter Wellington.
Hunter, the posh ones.
The posh ones.
Now that is white privilege.
That is white privilege. It's very capable.
I was actually with the Anika the day she purchased these, and it was a massive drama getting to pick them up, but you made it.
And it was a massive drama, and I took the ute.
That's right.
And then I didn't take them off for so long that now they have holes in them.
No, but that is chic.
But anyway.
Yeah. You're great. I think sportiest fit.
Sportiest fit.
Thank you, Anika.
And potentially biggest trust fund.
Yeah, biggest trust fund.
Last call for BFM models.
Last call for BFM Last models.
Calls. I think Rory has something. Rory's got a good outfit.
Rory.
Come on, Rory. You better get in here. You're getting actually paged on live regional radio, so...
Okay, we're almost ready.
Go, go, go,
go.
Rory.
Oh, Rory. Hit us with the blue steel.
Oh, look at that. Look at those cheekbones. Look at those curls.
I almost didn't make it in because I was a little bit nervous to share my outfit, but...
You look really lovely.
You look divine,
That is
Rory.
A gorgeous jacket.
Yeah, this is from Amsterdam, Uniqlo.
Oh, stop
Amsterdam.
It.
Uniqlo,
people that overseas travel.
Some black Levi's on, and also shout out to Pat Menzies for the Blundstone boots.
Oh, Pat Menzies, nice. Thank you very much.
It's all really centered around the big piece.
Mm.
B-merch! B-merch just dropped.
B-merch.
Oh, ring a T alert.
Ring a T alert, which you can get
I think
through.
It's a radio station or something.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
BFM?
I haven't heard of it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll ask my mates. Maybe they'll know.
Yeah. I think my dad used to listen.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Before it got really bad.
Do you reckon, even though we don't know what that like means, should we give him best t-shirt logo?
Yeah, best t-shirt logo.
We'll
hands
Google
down.
It later.
We'll have a look. Rory, thank you for repping the merch. You can head to Two Tones to grab your merch, listeners.
Thank you, Rory.
Okay, Emma. It's time for you to talk to us about your outfit. There's a beautiful sperm dress going on.
Oh, yeah, there's some deep lore for this one. So I'm wearing a little black dress covered in sperm. It's by a New Zealand
not
label.
Not literally.
Not literally. It's a screen print motif. It's not covered in jizz. Can I say that? I'm dry. Oh, my God. It's by a New Zealand brand called Virus. And this is a brand that was worn by Michael Hutchins, Madonna. Yeah, it's quite epic.
It's big.
And they were
it's
big on these, like, sort of screen-printed, arty kind of prints. And I'm pretty sure the founders also were in a band called Fetus, but you might have to fact-check me on that. But, yeah, I love this dress because people look at it and then they look twice and then they don't want to make eye contact with you. So it's a really good way to weed out the dicks and then the people that are cool and then the real ones who know who it is.
You paired it with a beautiful shirt and tie and tights
as well.
It's
a vintage Ralph Lauren shirt and the tie is vintage Givenchy from Tango in Parnell, which is the best place to of ties.
Oh,
go see my man Dries, who will sort you out. They're all beautiful silk ties and very affordable. And I've got lacy tights that I had to cover in nail polish this morning because I had a ladder, because that's how we roll here, eh?
And that's how we roll.
Oh, that's a good hack for ladders.
Yeah, stops them.
Yeah.
I also heard Billy's got kind of a cool little layering situation going on. Do you want to tell us about your outfit?
Yeah, well, as you all know, I've been here since 5, thus meaning I work up at 4:30. And so I've chucked on, this is just a dressing gown. This is just a leopard print. I don't even think it's like this awful kind of satin. It's actually quite slippery.
Night to day, it's very sheer wits.
Leopard print. And you know what? I put this on, little black skirt, big black boots, put this on and I was like, that's husk.
That's hot.
It's giving huskature.
Huskature.
And look, I'm happy with it.
And you know what the best thing about your outfit is? when you go home, you don't have to just take your skirt off and go to bed in your dressing gown.
Totally. And that's where I'm heading.
That's fashion.
Fashion. Oh, fashion for fashion.
That's fashion. So what's up for the rest of the week, Emma?
Oh, my God. Fashion what's week. Happening? Today there's Claudia Lee. There's Kahui Collective, I think, today. There's also Zambezi tomorrow night, which I'm really excited about. It's really, really busy. I'm also, I've got a special show for you guys tomorrow. Morning Glory is going to be all fashion themed. I've got recommendations from designers. I've got old runway songs that have, you know, been played over the years. I've got a couple of interviews. I'm interviewing Fashion Week creative director Dan Awa, who was behind the Into the Archive show on Monday. I'm also going to talk to the Ahua girls about their Underground Fashion Week, which is also happening at the moment. So it's all fashion. It'll be fun. I reckon you'll all like it.
All fashion.
Well, what are they getting on the text? Are people loving this?
People are loving this. Good old virus. Yep.
Oh, shout out. Thank you, people that know. Yay.
And we've got a song request, which we might try and squeeze
in. Oh, that's a good one. Very fashion.
Yep. Hey, thank you so much, Emma, for coming out.
That was amazing.
For our BFM Next Top Model.
And everyone can see the photos on Instagram. Is that where they'll be?
Yeah. Yes. And you know what? I'm gonna call it. I reckon everyone's a winner.
I think everyone is a winner.
Everyone's a winner. We're getting some heckles from the office. People want to choose a winner.
I'm not happy about this.
Come on, let's do a top three.
Okay. I have to say Molly's early 2000s coolest kid at school was Bogan in the top
Couture.
Three. Bogan Couture. Tom's tie was really beautiful and it was from Venice. I have to say that's pretty amazing. What do you reckon? Who else is in our top assortment?
I reckon the good old Sunnies from Laneway.
Oh, that was
definitely
really good.
Yeah, Otto.
Oh, but also Anika's White Privilege.
Oh,
I'm not choosing top three
now.
I'm sorry.
This is too hard.
Yeah, way too hard.
Oh, build ups.
All right. Thank you so much, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
We hope you have a great fashion week. Everyone tune into Morning Glory tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. And we are going to play that song request. This is Pretty Vacant from the Sex Pistols. Shout out to the guy who lost his sunglasses in the mall. There you go.
No!